John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I recently saw this woman's Netflix special, and it is absolutely hilarious. It's called Quarter Life Crisis. It's available now. Her name is Taylor Tomlinson, and we've got her on the line. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. How is it going for you?
You know, hanging in there. We're doing it.
Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Are you in L.A. proper, or are you, like, in the Valley? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in the Valley.
All right. What's your address?
I know. I was about to say. I was like, where the hell is this?
We're on Google Earth right now. We want to take a peek.
Well, no, there's one building at Sunset and Vine that like a half a dozen famous comics live in. So I was curious if you were in the comedy building. That's all.
Oh, I didn't know that I was supposed. Is that where people live when they're killing it?
In which case,
I need to move.
I think you're killing it. So, yeah, maybe you do need to move. Because as the spokesperson for the 20-somethings, because I think that is now your responsibility, you deserve better digs.
Thank you. I mean, well, now, this seems like a good time to move, right?
Seems
like the perfect time you know what, honestly, I bought a new, like, duvet cover before this all happened, and I still haven't put it on my bed because I can't handle any more change right now.
Well, you know, change must be a difficult thing for you because you grew up in a very religious family, and there were strict rules. What was family life like for you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how much time do we have? This went from, like, where do you live and what's your address to, okay, let's get into things that you only tell your therapist. This is a deep, deep dive of an interview. You know, very strict household. My dad has four daughters, which is just an episode of Pride and Prejudice over there. I was not allowed to be fun, and so as an adult, I've just kind of continued to not be fun. I was definitely never going to drink or anything. Like, I don't drink, and it's because I've convinced myself I'm an alcoholic.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but I just feel like, why would I unlock that power within me? I know I'm an alcoholic because the only time I've ever wanted to drink is alone in a La Quinta Inn. And, like, I'm told that's when you're not supposed to do it.
That's exactly when you shouldn't be doing it.
I stay away from that stuff, so...
Well, will your parents watch your specials, or do they watch your comedy, and do they have anything to say about that, seeing that they are religious?
They do not care for it anymore, and that is totally fine. It used to bother me because I felt like it was just, you know, you take it personally. If I wasn't their daughter, they wouldn't want to watch it. That being said, I don't know if they've watched it. We have not talked about it.
Okay.
I told them not to.
Okay.
For their own safety.
Now, in the special, you talk about going to a therapist, but, you know, as a healthy comic, you see a therapist regularly.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm in the process of ghosting my therapist right now. She knows what she did. And she said something to me in one of our last sessions. She said, you need to be kinder to yourself because you're doing the best that you can. And I was like, that's the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. Have you not heard anything I've told you in here? This is no one's best. That's why I'm here handing you money every week going, please fix it. Could you fix it? Just fix it.
Taylor, I'm curious about you and your relationship with Sam Morrell, fellow comedian. How long were you guys together before you were quarantined together?
About 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's been good. Like, I found out he cooks, which is nice. That's why I like dating older guys, because they have all these skills that somebody else taught them. At some point where I'm just like, ooh, I don't know which girlfriend told you to make pasta, but I'm very grateful because this is great.
Is Sam your first, like, serious relationship? Is the first time?
Is this my first serious relationship?
No, I mean, with somebody that's, like, living in the house with you.
Oh, no, I lived with my ex-fiance.
Oh, wow.
That I talked about in the special. Yeah.
All right. So was that a bad relationship?
I mean, it didn't work out, so... Usually a relationship you're not in. It was good for the time that it was. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things that doesn't work out. And I'm very lucky to be quarantined with somebody that I am, you know, very in love with and very, like, it's just like, we're just good friends.
Well, but there's got to be one weird thing. What's Sam's one weird thing that, like, really kind of gets to you?
I only can pick one. There's only one. You said one. Just making sure you said one. Okay, just one. During this pandemic, like, you're having fights you never thought you'd have, where you're like, did you Lysol wipe down all the cans of beans before you put them in the cabinet? Like, no, what's wrong with you? Like, you didn't put your grocery store sweatshirt immediately in the hazmat hamper? You even love me? Like, this, you're just reading into things that were never a thing 6 weeks ago.
Well, Taylor Tomlinson has a great new Netflix comedy special called Quarter Life Crisis. It's available now, and folks, you should watch it because, yeah, Taylor, I've got to tell you, you are one of the funniest young comedians I have found in years, and I know a lot of comics.
Thank you so much.
Come play Philadelphia, will you?
Oh, my God. I was supposed to. It got canceled. I would love to.
How come? Why did it get canceled?
Why do you think?
You know, there's always something going around. People dying.
Oh, my God.
Have yourself a great day. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.